Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Found Trevor Rosenthal in the Nats clubhouse in West Palm Beach, getting settled into his first camp here in Washington. We were just joking. You're only 20-some minutes away from where you went to camp for years with St. Louis. You were able to not accidentally drive over there, though, and walk in as if you were still a Cardinal.
Yeah, not yet. It'll be... we still have to pass the test of playing a game over there and not walking into the home clubhouse and going to the visiting side. It's been good to be over here and made the adjustment nicely and actually really enjoyed my time.
A couple good organizations, Cardinals, Nationals. What's similar about this experience so far and what's different from St. Louis?
Similar, you know, it's baseball at the end of the day where, you know, we're here to throw the ball, catch it and hit it. But the guys, I mean, the organization as a whole from top to bottom has been really good to me. The coaching staff seems amazing, and everybody that supports us is just over the top, willing to help and also listen. They, you know, they approach me in a way where they kind of act like they don't know everything and have everything figured out, and they're asking me questions. So I've really enjoyed kind of that dialogue and the approach that they had. With me coming in as a new person.
You've been, you know, healthy and dominant throughout so much of your career, going out and getting 40 saves, and then last year you don't get to play and you're just watching. What was that experience like? And sometimes people will say, like, you have more appreciation for the game or something kind of clicks or changes. Do you feel like that at all after missing a season?
Yeah, definitely. It was a learning experience being away from the game and having to watch from the sidelines. It wasn't all bad. You know, I definitely enjoyed the time with my family and enjoyed the time I had to rebuild my body and condition and all those things. And so I feel like I'm in a good spot now, just mentally, physically, definitely ready to go. It's kind of chomping at the bit to get the season started and start getting into some real games. But I think, at the end of the day, it's something that I love to do, and I'm going to be very appreciative for every opportunity that I have from here going forward.
Are you past the point at all, like, where when you go out to throw or do something, you're not nervous anymore, you're just, it's baseball again? I mean, did that happen even before your throwing session when you lit the radar gun up at 100 and the Nats wanted to sign you?
Yeah, I mean, there's nerves all the time, I think, and if they're not there, I think you try and make them be there, because, you know, that's what's fun. It's fun having that competition and knowing, the guys that you're going against are, you know, some of the best, and they're trying to beat you, and it's not fun to get beat. So at the end of the day, that's what makes it enjoyable as a competitor.
Here in the clubhouse, your locker's right next to Sean Doolittle, accomplished closer in his own right. It's pretty rare to have guys of your stature. What's your role going to be, do you think, and how might it be fluid throughout the season?
I think... with having, you know, both of us at the back end, it should be something that works out very well in whatever capacity it is. But I anticipate, me being out there in eighth inning and setting things up for Sean. And if he needs a day, I can fill in, or, you know, kind of vice versa. But I think having multiple options is always a good thing for the manager and for the team.
Our guest is Trevor Rosenthal, the Washington Nationals, here on Grant and Danny. We've seen bullpens over the last few years grow in their importance. It really started with the Royals, with Herrera and Holland, Davis, 7th, 8th, 9th in the playoffs. Are we at a point yet where you don't have to be a closer to either get paid or to feel like you're still just as vital? In other words, if you guys are in a division series and the game needs to be saved in the 7th inning, it might be you right there. 10 years ago, if the closer wasn't in it, it's a guy that's just a middle reliever. Do you view it differently now than you did when you came into the game, or you still want to get back to the 9th inning ultimately?
My view's always been I'm a fan of the traditional closer. I mean, you can make an argument, what teams are doing now with the opener. I guess they think that they're saving the game in the first inning. So you could kind of say that in every inning. We never want to give up runs, but at the end of the day, when you have a chance to get three outs and go home with the win, I'd like to have that guy out there. And, to get it done and get it done in a timely fashion and get it done repeatedly over and over again throughout the season. So I'm a big fan of the traditional closer. But yeah, the more guys you can stack in front of them, I mean, the better your chances are. And, you know, it starts with the starter, and, you know, we got a really good staff here, so it's going to be fun to watch them get the ball to us. And I feel like it's going to be pretty late in the game when we're getting the ball.
Away from the field, kind of what's your relaxation? How do you kind of escape from it?
I have three kids, my wife, so they, you know, we hang out and take care of babies. So that's pretty much it right now. But it's a lot of fun, you know, spending time with them, and, you know, they're hilarious and make us laugh and keep us on our toes. So.
How's your diaper change game? Pretty strong?
It's super strong. Yeah. I'm quick, you know, efficient, minimal waste of, you know, resources. So I like to think that I've, you know, earned my gold star in that category.
If Davey comes up to you one day and he goes, "Hey, we're doing the opener today.
Yeah.
You're throwing the first two innings."
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying to
I
that?
Mean, I'll do it. I'd love to do that.
Just be done.
In and out. And, all right, boys, I've got my popcorn ready. I'm going to watch this game. But
as a traditional guy, when you watch that, do you go, "This might be a little bit of a stretch"?
I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, if you put Doolittle, me out there in the first inning, and then, you know, we got a one-run lead in the ninth, and we got a Triple-A guy going out there to get the save, you're probably not as confident. You might wish that you had that guy still. So that's, you know, that's what I've experienced with, you know, teams that, you know, we kind of try to do that, put a guy in earlier. It seems like it always kind of comes back to bite you more or less.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.